Accession number 20615, Reel 4.
Fernand Davout, Reel 4.
Yes, he used to shout, "Shell, shell." So my friend was a coal master, and so he used to come out, look upstairs, and what kind of shell? Because we had all sorts of shell, you know. We had some with the star shell, with the red band, you know. So later I will speak to him and say, "Look, why don't you get together?" And you was a lot of misunderstanding. Anyway, being on the one action station for surface boat, my job was on the ammunition room. I was on a deep charge. A submarine attacked. I was on a deep charge. And it took four people to put a deep charge on the spoon, you know? The spoon. And at the back, we used to have, all together, we release about 10. You know, six at the back and two on the, it make a lot of noise. And sometime we used to hope we used to hope to see a U-boat coming up, but we never had luck. And I don't know how many whales did we kill, you know. And it was not like one of our corvette iconic sunk two submarines on 12 hours on the North Sea.
So were you in Drogo until the end of the war?
So I came back to this country. I went to Clapham Common, Free French headquarters, Clapham Common. At Clapham Common, they told me they were gonna send me to France on holiday for 6 weeks. So as I was married in London, I decided to take 3 weeks with my wife and go to France for 3 weeks. So this is what happened. And well, when I was in, also the flying bomb was dropping around when I was at Clapham Common, and the V2, yes. One day V2, yeah. But that was, you know, very bad for my wife, who's been under the flying bomb for, she told me once she was under the flying bomb. When I was in Africa, I received a letter. She sent a flying bomb for 33 nights. And half of the letters I've got in Africa would burn. And it was, you know, anyway. So one day, I'm on my way to Southampton, cross Southampton by an American boat, and landed in Le Havre, on a beach in Le Havre. And that was on Sunday, and there was no one there. Never didn't see anyone. I managed to get on a tramway to the suburb of Le Havre, and someone gave me a lift to where my mother used to live, 20 kilometers from Le Havre. And I was back home.
What did you find at home?
Well, when I arrived, someone gave me a lift, and I stopped at it was a hotel called Hotel du Havre on a road from Le Havre to Paris. I stopped at a hotel. It was Sunday, and I was loaded with a lot of luggage because I took all the stuff. I started collecting in Africa from all sort of things. Gibraltar and this country, toilet soap and sort of thing. So when I rang the bell, hotel, and I said to the lady, I'm Fernand Davout. I've been away for, coming back after 5 years. And can I leave my luggage? And till I go to call my father. So she said, no, you say you can't. It's Sunday, we're closed. That was welcome. Anyway, I managed to leave me, ran to about a kilometer where my mother used to live. And my mother come out. And I can't tell you because I'm going to be upset again. And my father had a wheelbarrow. He went to get me luggage. So I was back home. I've told my mother I've been away for 3 weeks, and I was back after 5 years. Yeah. She was a little girl on a city there, my sister's daughter. She was 5 years old. And, I was back, I was back to an awful place because it was a terrible place. Yeah.
What was so terrible about it? Because of the war?
No, it's because of before the war, it was an old place. The electricity, because the Germans fixed the electricity, they never had before. They didn't have any running water, no toilet. The toilet was the most important thing, because I was married, in England, and thinking of one day what I'm going to do, bring my wife Margie here. The floor was awful place. The man under the floor used to keep rabbit, and well, it was bad smell. First, when my wife come for a visit, she said, why you got a brick on front of the food cupboard? There was no food in it. We keep a brick because the rats.
In the food cupboard.
The food, and so that worried me a lot. But worry me a lot, but my mother, please to see me. And I discovered if you were under the German, if you do what the German, you obey the German. Like going to a hotel and peel some potatoes for the German, helping, you had no problem if you was middle-aged people or old people. You had no problem at all. They ask you to do some little jobs and. Some become very friendly with the German. And my father said, "Oh, I didn't think I was going to be here for good." But what can I talk to about my father about the Navy? My father he never been near the sea. He didn't understand the Navy. All he knew, he said, "We're here, we eat." Vegetable, and you on a boat, you got plenty of fish. That was my father. He didn't know anything about. And when I talk about my mother about the war, she when she asked me anything, she said, "What war? 1940 or 1944?" Oh, You know, people like us, we never stop. We never stop.
Never stop what?
We never stop with the war, being on the war. When we volunteer, well, the war for me, they stopped in 1946. You understand? People went to France. And if you had I look smart, right? I look clean. Because when you're in the French Navy, you always look clean. And they say, oh, he was with the English, thinking you had a good time somewhere.
Can I go back to your decision because originally, when you were interviewed in Falmouth by that officer,
yes,
you said you wanted to go back to France.
Yes.
But then you changed your mind.
Yes.
Why did you change your mind?
I changed my mind because when I went to the Dalish hospital, when we started mixing to see the people, you know, at Crystal Palace be allowed to go to a pub and have a drink, and thinking about the First World War, about when my mother used to say the English army came to Le Havre and passed near the farm, a farm where I was born, she said that eight on the railway, eight horses, lovely horses, go to the front. And I remember thinking about those people come to France and be gas. I remember my friend Mada, he was gas, and he died last war, and he could hardly take, you know, his lung was terrible. You know, I used to see what was going on in London, and to see them coming over and bomb money and drop bomb anywhere. I said no, and he was like say thank you to the hospital, you know.
How do you feel now about having served in the Free French Navy in the war?
Well, I feel I had always my wife, Margie, was always behind me. I was lucky in Africa, I used to get some letters. Some of my friends didn't get anything. Well, I feel good. You know, I feel quite good. And all I can say about this country, I can't say a bad thing about this country. The First World War and last war. You know, sorry.
I think can you tell me about the last ship you were in at the end of the war that you joined at Milford Haven?
Yes, we went to, it was a boat called Lamia. It was a 1914-18 boat, very old. So took it back, we tried, because the first day we had to come back again to Milford Haven. We took it back to Brest. Anyway, when we arrived at Brest, Free French. Some been away for 7 years, and we come back to Brest. So the commanding officer, he say, we're going to pavoise. No, put the flags. Okay. So we arrive at Brest. We arrive. So, and we notice there was no one to meet us. No one at all. He was few boats. He was Red Cross boat, the funnel was sticking out of the water, it's been bombed. Brest was in a terrible state, no one to meet us. Later we went to, sometime later we went to, on holiday again, I went from Paris, past Paris, to go to my Mada, to where my mother used to live. Again, I passed through Paris, something I never forget, never. I passed through Paris and I went to have a drink and sit on the on a terrace outside, you know, and the waiter come and I look, I say, oh, Paris Libre, Paris Liberated. And the waiter give me a warning. He say, if I serve you a drink here, it's going to be a charge you, the American way we say, is to charge double. That was another welcome to France. So, and I went back to my mother, yes, for a leave. And then later, I went to Cherbourg, to report to Cherbourg. When I was at Cherbourg in July 1946, no, 45, it was few of us, who, about half a dozen of us, married in England, and you're going to be the mob, so finish. Where do you want to go? So I say, well, I want to go to London. I give my address to London. Anyway, they said, no, you can't go to back to England. I refuse you in England. I don't want you in England. So back to my mother's place. I said, right, I'm going to go back to my mother's place, and I should go to the British consulate. Sorry, I touched.
That's all right.
British consulate, and I can't refuse me to go back to my wife, you know. So I went to a British consulate in Le Havre. She said, yes. She said, well, get your passport. So I say, why your wife's not here? I say, look at the state of Le Havre. How can I bring her? It was a lot of refugees near my mother's studio. Look at Le Havre, two-thirds of the town was flat, being bombed by the Air Force. It was terrible. So I said, well, get your passport. I got the passport, signed for the passport. The police came to visit my mother. Well, your son about the passport. I told him I want to visit my wife. I got a passport. I went to the British consulate. She was a lady there, and I got a passport. And I didn't tell her I wanted to go for good. I said I want to visit, you know, my wife. So okay, we apply for a visa. And then I got the bad news: refuse a visa. I was refused a visa. She said, I don't want, I got a lot of people to look after, being the mob. I'm made to think about it today, because when we fighting the war, we was fighting France and England, you know, to refuse a visa. So anyway, sometime later, my wife come to France for a visit. My birthday, 1946. And I was going to go back on the French Merchant Navy, because we had to stay 9 months. So they called me in Le Havre to go on a boat to, we was going to go to America. But I said, look, I've got a telegram, my wife's coming. She's coming my birthday. So I said, oh, okay, but next time, you know, they fix it, next time you have to go. So my wife came and go bring me some clothes and went back to England. And I was called up. I went to Rouen on a boat called Patrizi. And I signed on for 9 months, because later my wife managed to...
Would you like to hear how I got back to England?
Yeah, yes. Well, my wife, mother and father, went to visit an MP in London, MP Dr. Jaeger, and he got me a visa to come to England for a visit for 6 months. But as I was on a boat called Patrizi, I had to do 9 months, you see. And then this is what happens. So I carry on till September, and then I come to England by Dieppe to New Haven, and later the Home Office allow me to stay, condition of get a job. That was no problem. A week later, I got a job, and I learned a job. Because what worried me all the time, war and after, before, I still had no job, no trade. So I learned a job as a pastry cook.
Houston,
yes. I started £4, and then I've become a pastry cook of 5 guineas a week. Started from scratch, and work with a lot of nice people. And for 25 years, I work on a Jewish bakery as a pâtissier. And the 10 years, which was also the best years of my life, yeah. Work 11 years for Marks and Spencer Baker Street.
And did you eventually take British nationality, or did you keep
French?
I have
been a British nationality in 1954. Also, well, I like to tell you, yes, I'm not a French citizen. I give up my. I was so welcome, back welcome in France, and I was glad to get a British nationality in 1954.
Was it a bad treatment from Vichy people?
No, from people who really didn't understand us, they didn't really care about us. No, I know what people would say to my mother if I didn't go back home. I say, well, he didn't have to stay with the English, you know. And I saw people where my mother lived, who come back from concentration camp, and they say because there was a communist who people say, oh, they should have mind their own business. That was the people at the time, you know.
Who should have minded their own business?
Those people finish up on being called by the German. See, they didn't know. I suppose later, they find out about us, like now, and I didn't get no medal, nothing. And he was a 19. But Georges Le Poitvin, who said to me, "Oh, you say you're stupid. You never say claim anything. So now I've got 6 medals. I've got all diplomas. 2 years ago, I got thanks from the French nation."